Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Over the river and through the wood to Grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood to Grandfather's house away. We would not stop for doll or top, for it is Thanksgiving Day. This Thanksgiving poem or song written in 1844 is a testament to the many Thanksgiving traditions which grew up in parts of the United States and Canada in the 1600s and 1700s and 1800s. When I was a student at St. Anne Catholic Grade School in East Moline, our class had to memorize the poem for presentation at Thanksgiving Assembly, all 12 stanzas. This current weekend includes both Thanksgiving and the first Sunday of Advent. While thanking God for his goodness, we look forward with hope to the future as we begin the new liturgical year. Thanksgiving is not a new concept in the world or in the church. Indeed, since at least medieval times, Christians would have a feast of celebration during St. Martin's summer, which was at the warm period, which would fall within the weeks after November 11th feast of St. Martin of Tours. The first warm day when it arrived would mark the start of the feast, which would continue with meals and holy masses of thanksgiving and much merrymaking. The celebration we mark today is a wonderful American holiday, a feast of merrymaking. As a nation, we give thanks to God for all the benefits he has showered upon us during the past year. As a nation, we trace the celebration of Thanksgiving back to the Pilgrims in the 1620s, 400 years ago, and indeed the celebration has been held annually or almost annually since then. President Washington made the first national proclamation of Thanksgiving, but the national celebration was not made mandatory until the proclamation of Abraham Lincoln in 1863. The Spaniards celebrated masses of Thanksgiving as they reached the shores of the New World. The great Catholic hymn of Thanksgiving, Te Deum Laudamus, was composed in the 4th century and was translated into English 150 years ago as Holy God, we praise thy name. Normally, Catholics would celebrate a Te Deum annually on St. Sylvester's Day, December 31st, and at times of harvest and deliverance. Even when times seem bleak, we still reach out to God in thanksgiving for the benefits he has given to us, and the celebration seems all the more jubilant when times are good. Several years ago, I was at a Thanksgiving dinner for the American Seminary in Rome. One of the seminarians was being ordained. He was a bit sad. He was in his fifth year at the seminary, and he had been sent there from Australia. He said, I've celebrated Thanksgiving for the majority of my adult life, said this 27-year-old. I will miss this next year in Australia. In my experience, many Europeans appreciate our celebration of Thanksgiving, but don't really understand it. Our nation, diverse as it is, turns towards God to uplift praises of thanksgiving, and then to enjoy our American spirit as we feast with each other. More than once, I have been asked by Europeans whether Thanksgiving was a national government holiday, in their words, a secular or a lay holiday. When I have said yes, I was greeted by confused looks. The question then follows, then who do you give thanks to? When I have said to God, the confusion grows even more for these modern Europeans, as if a modern state cannot acknowledge God. I was near another American, an Italian laywoman who was very much a devout Catholic, asked him all this, and then she said in all puzzlement, then what do you give thanks for? The reply came from him, a naturalized citizen, for making us Americans. Our Lord celebrated the first supreme act of thanksgiving, the Holy Eucharist, on a Thursday 2,000 years ago. Eucharist means glad thanksgiving. And so, in a way, Catholics have celebrated Thanksgiving at least since then. Our Lord gave us the command that we should love one another. No matter what you give thanks to God for this Thanksgiving, turn to him in love, for he loves you. Turn out towards others and love them as our Lord has loved you. Be joyful and give thanks. In the poem I cited above, grandmother does not make an appearance until the 11th stanza, quite different from the modern formulation. Over the river and through the wood, when grandmother sees us come, she will say, oh dear, the children are here. Bring a pie for everyone. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hurrah for the fun, is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie. That wish from 1844. My goodness. As you conclude your Thanksgiving celebrations, make sure to make a few resolutions for the new liturgical year, which starts on Sunday, as we look forward to the coming of the Savior. Jesus can cleanse all of us. Happy Sunday, everyone, and God bless you.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.